The word today is comfort. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Life is filled with problems and difficulties. Because of this, we are often in need of God's presence and comfort. The Bible contains many scripture passages that can give us great comfort in times of distress. Here from our archives is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Comfort.
Today I'm going to give you a number of Bible verses and scripture references that I hope will bring a great deal of comfort to you. And I'm announcing this ahead of time here so that you can run and get a pen or a pencil if you happen to be in the car, and I don't want you to be distracted from your driving, but you may be able to jot down the scripture verses. And then when you get somewhere where you can look at a Bible, you can look them up, and I'm sure you will find a great deal of blessing from them. And to give you an idea of what I intend to do today, I'm going to start with Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verse 5. Now, what I want to do is make these little short, memorable chapters, verses that you can commit to memory and use them at any time in your life. You know, we are besieged all the time, almost every day, with some kind of a problem, some kind of a need. Sometimes it's an emergency. Other times it's just a difficulty that's dwelling on our minds. And I want to bring into your life a spiritual condition in which God is comforting you by reminding you of His presence and reminding you of His power and His love for you. So in these little scriptural references, I believe you'll find not only God's presence, but God's care in your life and His intervention in your life to bring joy out of sorrow, to bring a happiness back into your life. And if you've been worried or troubled, maybe some habitual sin has been plaguing you and overwhelming you. It could be a relationship problem with other people in your family, or maybe someone at work, or maybe someone in the neighborhood. There's just all kinds of problems. Maybe the circumstances in our nation, the political circumstances. Maybe you're in a part of the world, as you listen to me, where you're at war with some other nation, and there are all sorts of tribal difficulties in parts of the world. And I just want to bring some peace and some happiness and some comfort into your life by referring you to God's Word. So let's start with Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. Now, that's the old King James translation, the one which I memorized when I was a child. There are some better translations now. In fact, that last part of the verse that says, He will bring it to pass, I like the newest English translation where it says, and He will act. In other words, God will do something. God will take charge, and God will produce a result. I like that. I like that very much. I think it says it very clearly and not so poetically that you wonder exactly what it means. In other words, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will act. In other words, He's going to take care of it. He's going to bring you the solution. He's going to give you the answer, and He's going to intervene in your life and produce some solution. I just think Psalm 37, verse 5 is one that you should commit to memory. You should use in your life frequently, I would say at least once or twice a week, so that you can dwell on it and find comfort and joy in it. Now, let me give you another one right there in that part of Scripture. It's in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 3, verse 6. Proverbs, third chapter, verse 6. In everything you do, put Christ first, and you will have success. What a marvelous, marvelous verse of promise and comfort. In everything you do, put Christ first, and you will have success. There it is, the formula for life. Once again, this could be a daily model. Maybe you ought to have it right on the mirror in the bathroom so that you could think of it every day as you start out. Maybe it should be by the visor in your car. Every time you get in the car, you would think of it. I have little sayings like that by the visor in my car. One of them that I find very comforting and very helpful every day is to realize that today, with God's help, we can tackle anything. It doesn't matter what it is, what kind of a problem it is, what kind of a serious debt it might be, or what kind of a physical handicap it might be. Whatever it is that we commit to God, like we said in Psalm 37, verse 5, God will take care of it. And if we put Christ first, as Proverbs 3, verse 6 says, put him ahead of everything else, in charge, in total control, then we will be successful. Now, maybe not successful the way the world thinks. We might not become wealthy, for instance, in the worldly view, but we will be successful from God's point of view. And that's the primary thing anyway, to begin with, to put Jesus Christ first, let him be in control. And he says he will be with you and grant you success. Isn't that fantastic? Let me give you another one. Isaiah 40, verse 29 and 31. Isaiah 40, verse 29 and 31. Now, of course, you don't have to skip verse 30 there. I'm just lifting out some of the high points here, and I want to focus on those. They that wait on the Lord will have their strength renewed. I'll tell you, I know the feeling of feeling totally wiped out, feeling as though I don't have any strength anymore, feeling as though I can't keep going. Sometimes you're not even sure you can walk. You know what I mean? You get so exhausted and so fatigued with everything badgering you and the whole world seems sometimes to be against you. It gets to be a troublesome thing just to keep going. And you get knocked down and you feel like just lying there and quitting. And God is expecting you, get back up, get on your feet, keep marching. I think the important word here is waiting upon the Lord. Sometimes we feel as though God is far away and not paying attention to us. I've known the feeling, too, even in prayer, where you wonder, is God hearing me? You know, even David in his Psalms, as you read some of his Psalms, he says, where are you, God? Are you not listening to me? How come I haven't heard from you? And then all of a sudden, usually about in the middle of the prayer, David will say, oh, thank you, God. I see your hand now. You are controlling my life. You are in charge. And he begins to praise God again. This is what I'm talking about, comfort. When you feel wiped out and you feel wrung out and there's no strength left, commit your way unto the Lord, Psalm 37, verse 5. Trust in him and he will act. And we looked at Proverbs 3, verse 6. I hope you're jotting these down. In everything you do, put Christ first and you will have success. And now we're looking at Isaiah 40. Verse 29 and 31 particularly, actually 29 to 31. Why not just include all three verses? They that wait on the Lord will have their strength renewed. That's the important thing. Let God take care of the timing. You know, God's timing is totally different than ours. We have to trust his timing. Sometimes we think we need something to happen immediately, and it may not be right for it to happen immediately. God knows that. God knows the right time, and in the right time, and God is never late, never, ever late. He is always right in his timing. Wait upon the Lord. Keep trusting in him. Keep looking for him. Keep confidence in him, and he will renew your strength. That means he will build you up again. He will lift you up. He will pick you up. What a marvelous comfort to know that God is a personal God and that he loves us individually. He's going to be with us individually. Let me give you another one here. In St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome, in Romans the 12th chapter, verse 15, Romans 12, verse 15, and of course, you can go through and pick out and circle your own verses, the ones that you love that really speak to your heart. These are just some of my favorites that I'm sharing with you. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. I like this reference here in the 12th chapter of Romans, verse 15. What God is saying here is, I want you to be emotionally, so to speak, and I don't mean this in the wrong way. I'm talking about this in a Christian way. When you see someone who is sorrowing, share with them in their sorrow. Help to identify with the things they're worried about or the things that concern him or her that they are possibly fearful. Maybe they fear as though the family is breaking up. Maybe they are concerned as though they're losing control of their children. Whatever they're sad about, empathize with them. Speak with them. Try to identify with their concerns and minister to their needs. Pray with them. Comfort them, just like you're being comforted here by God's word. Let them know that you will pray for them and with them so that they can see God's hand in their life. I think it's a marvelous, marvelous thing for Christians to do, to let them know we are your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. So my whole purpose in this particular program today is to give you some Bible verses that will be comforting to you and helpful to you. First of all, Psalm 37, verse 5. Then next, Proverbs 3, verse 6. Next, Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31. And finally, we look briefly here at Romans 12, verse 15. It is my hope that you've jotted these down, that they become meaningful to you. Put them in the front of your Bible. Refer to them often, and the Holy Spirit will come into your life and bring you encouragement and strength. And above everything else, bring you the comfort of knowing God is with you.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.